Hello, and welcome to this teaching from Paul Harmon, pastor of Hope Chapel, Huntington Beach, California. We pray that God uses these messages to draw people into his love, and we're thankful to hear when that happens. If this message shines Jesus' love into your life, we'd like to know. Email us at office@hopechapelhb.org, and if you'd like to support this ministry financially, you can give online securely by clicking the Give button above. Again, thank you for joining us at Hope Chapel today.
Did you grab your Bibles? Let's get our Bibles. Let's get our bulletins in hand. Our Christmas Eve message. If you somehow did not bring a Bible, feel free to raise your hand. Our ushers will put one right into your hand. I'm in the Gospel of John, John's Gospel. While you're getting ready, by opening your Bible to John chapter 1, heard a miracle happened on the highway. This nun who does house calls to those that cannot get out. They are shut-ins. She was doing a lot of driving, ran out of gas. Oh. Noticed a gas station 60 yards down the street, went down there. The gas attendant said, "I am sorry, sister. We gave away our last gas can. We have nothing to help you with." She, "What am I going to do?" Went back to her car, looked in the trunk, and said, "I'm going to use the bedpan." Pulled out the bedpan, went back to the gas station, filled it up, went back to her car, proceeded to fill gasoline into her tank on the side of her bumper. At the same time, these two dudes were driving down the highway, and they said, "Whoa, Fred, stop." "What? What?" "Look at that. Let's hold up here. Hold up. Because if that car starts, I'm going back to church." Okay, we'll let you think about that one. Well, hey, what a thrill for us to be together. We have been enjoying a holiday series that's entitled Jesus, Celebrating All That He Is. And on this Christmas Eve, we get a chance to highlight this message today. It's entitled, The Light Has Come. The Light Has Come. I enjoy the mornings. Probably those are my favorite times of the day, to get up early, spend my time just enjoying my automated coffee dispenser, woohoo, and then get into the Word. A little bit of time with God. Come down here to chapel prayer, praying for all of you. But I enjoy seeing the sunrise. Man, that's wonderful. God's so faithful, isn't he? And I have even a little flashlight. I mean, light is just wonderful. I could just use this little light to just illuminate and shine it on you and just have an ability to just be really annoying and just get right there and say, "That is really annoying." Or I can use this light to help people get from a destination from darkness to a more secure place. It's interesting how, as we've been seeing, the scripture talks about our society, our fallen human society. It's described as darkness without Christ. And that God is described in the scriptures, he is the light. Matter of fact, it's Jesus who said so clearly in John 8, verse 12. He said this, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Can you imagine? I have experienced that. That illumination that is so beneficial to me and people that know me. When people would say, "Man, you've changed," especially my old friends and old way of doing things. That's just not me anymore. There's an illumination that comes with Jesus. And we've been taking a look at how that scripture talks about light, how it comes, it expresses. Naturally, Christmas is filled with lights. People celebrate Christmas by some form of a light display or a more prominent application of lights. But even in scripture, in Luke chapter 2, verse 9, when the angels announced to the shepherds the Messiah being born, how that the glory of the Lord shone all around them. So light just permeated those valleys where the shepherds were just having their sheep. Area of Matthew chapter 2, verse 2, the Magi came seeking Jesus, and they told everyone, "Man, we're following this bright star in the sky." So even the light now is just describing and directing them. In Luke 2, 29 to 32, we spent some time with Simeon, and Simeon in the temple picks up this little baby, Jesus, and he declares, "I'm just now so happy I can die in peace because my eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles, he said, and glory to your people Israel. Something about that light. The element of Matthew chapter 4, verse 16, we were there last Sunday, where Isaiah is quoted, where he says that to those who sit in darkness, they have now seen a great light. So that difference between light and darkness is so amazing. And Jesus is that light. That's why when we sing Christmas songs, Christmas hymns, there's always some form of a display of light. In Silent Night, all is calm, all is bright. When we take a look at O Little Town of Bethlehem, in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. We have angels from the realm of glory. Yonder shines the infant light. So it's interesting to see how that light benefits our society. That light is Jesus. Jesus said that himself. I am the light of the world. So our world is in darkness, but Jesus has come. That's why we're celebrating what we're doing. Man, the light has come. Jesus has come. Man, faith has come. Hope has come. It's a great day. I mean, it's exciting when you see that God has fulfilled his promises. And when you or I take him personally, then light comes in. And it's amazing how despair's gone. It's once said that we can survive without food and without water, but we can never survive even a day without faith and hope. I don't know if you've ever tried going through a day and you feel that sense of hopelessness. Man, it's an ugly condition to be in, because you can handle a lot of things when you have Jesus in your life. I really don't know how people make it in our world. If they are going through what you and I go through, man, we always have hope in Jesus. So he is that light of the world. So we take a look here, and we're addressing the element of John's gospel. And John really brings in the first and only real beginning of the Christmas story right from the very beginning. Matthew, he starts his gospel. He's talking about the genealogy of Jesus, how his daddy's side coming on in there. Then all of a sudden, Mark, he starts his gospel. He's not even bringing in the Christmas story. He's going right to Jesus's baptism. That's how he starts his gospel. Luke, we have Zacharias. He's a priest. All of a sudden, this angel appears while he's doing the temple duty. And he said, Zacharias, I know, man, you and your wife would love to have a child. You're going to have one. And you're going to call him John. And then all of a sudden, another angel appears, Mary and Joseph. That's how Luke starts his gospel. I really like John. John starts it right at the very beginning. Let's take a look. Lord, open your word to us in Jesus' name. In verse 1 of John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. Can you see that word capitalized? Meaning God. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the light was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. When we take a look here at John's rendering as he begins, isn't it noteworthy? One person who has ever existed before he was born is Jesus. Jesus, who came as a little infant being born, was the one that created everything. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Scripture says all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. That same little infant that we celebrate his birth is the same one who made you. It's an amazing thing. The same God who made you is also, as we know history, gave his life for you to live forever. The light of the world has come. Martin Luther, the great reformer, man, he was walking through the woods, and at night, all of a sudden, through an evergreen, he saw the moon shining through the branches. And he got so inspired, he cut down the evergreen tree, the first Christmas tree, recorded, brought it into the house, laid a few candles on the tree, and told the children, "Children, gather around. I want you to see those lights. If Jesus did not come, our world would still be in darkness. The light has come." So as we take a look at our note and our outline, number one, this light is reliable. Let's look just at verse 9. It says that was the true light. The light we're talking about, Jesus, we see is the true light. There are a number of false lights and false truths that are out there in our society, but this one's the true light, friends. This is God. Jesus came. And when we take a look at that, again, how Jesus said in John 8:12, "I am the light of the world." Something about light that illuminates things is so significant and so important that we get a chance to start to see. I don't know if there's ever been an occasion where all of a sudden you start to feel God's presence coming into where you're at or maybe your life. Oftentimes, you start to experience things where you recognize a falsehood or maybe a deed that's sinful. There's areas, not just maybe about yourself, but when you compare Jesus with something that's not true, that is detrimental, flat evil, now you get a chance, the light versus darkness. The reliability of Jesus and his word. That's the beauty. Not only is the word God, but the word is true. And God gives light to every man. When we take a look at number two, it is available. The light, this light is available. In verse 9 again, it says this was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. So every person has an ability to recognize and to understand this light. We have something that's out there, and that's called general revelation. We've studied that before. We understand that. That means that creation is on display to say God exists, God exists, God exists. There's plenty of life in fine balance out there. Then our conscience tells us God exists. Every person, even those that say God doesn't exist. I know he does. How can you prove that? You know, you actually have to teach people that God doesn't exist because general revelation says God has placed within every person an awareness God exists. So it takes a lot of teaching somewhere to tell somebody God is not around, but he is. And if we take a look, we just need a little bit of that light coming back on in because darkness, you can't see anything. Once a person entertains dark teachings, dark ways, it's pretty tough to get out unless the true light starts coming in. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Man, I like feeling alive. I enjoy just sometimes the most unusual situations, just quietly feeling, man, life is good. And I equate it to just my relationship with God. It's a beautiful experience to have that happen. So with that, number three, the light is helpful. Not only is it available, how necessary is that light? When we talk about the light coming, Jesus really does help. I don't know what condition maybe some of you find yourself in. You could be finding yourself in financial challenges or maybe health issues. And those look and loom large, but I'll tell you, when you start to see Christ in your life, it becomes brighter, and things just work so much better. I like how that the Chronicles of Narnia, remember when Lucy sees Aslan, and all of a sudden he's this big lion. So in the story, she is shocked, and she says, "Aslan, you're so big," and Lucy just continues to marvel. And Aslan comes along and says, "Lucy, it's because you're older, I become larger." And Aslan actually said this, "Every year you grow, you'll find me bigger." Which is equating that as you, dear Christian, grow in God, you're going to see him bigger. You understand him more. Maybe for some of us, this would be the year we don't just see Jesus as the little baby once a year in the manger. We actually see him larger because we're growing, we're maturing, we understand our word. So that in situations, challenges, troubles come, and Jesus is bigger. Jesus is greater. That light is very helpful. And when we see the significance of that coming along, the amazing way with which he has influenced our world. And number four, why did that light come? The light is very vital. It's important. And David, as you come on up, we're going to wait for our keyboardist to show a couple of things that are so significant. When that light comes, we are finding that as Jesus shows up, wherever that is, it illuminates how dark situations can be. Don't ever be intimidated or afraid to invite God into your environment. You might find that those who associate with you, closest individuals, you might find that they may not want you to bring in the presence of the Lord. But you know, it's vital. That light is so vital. Because as you just say that Christmas blessing over a meal, or say, let's read the Christmas story, how that the light starts coming in, and that people might recognize they really are in darkness. That's a gift from the Lord. We recognize how we need to have the Lord's help. I like how in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Another reason why that light is so vital is that it continually leads us out of darkness. If you've ever been in that area where you just feel like, man, I feel so distant and away from the Lord, it doesn't take much just to come back to him so easily and effortless. He's actually waiting. And he allows us to experience sometimes life without him because that's the choice we've made. When we feel that darkness creep in, just take a step back and say, Lord, how I need you. That light will drive out the darkness that you might be experiencing. Remember, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not live in darkness, but have the light of life. We desire that for each and every one of you. Wouldn't it be wonderful just to experience not just lights seasonally that are on display, but to have an ability to really feel like, man, there's no caverns in my life. Everything's filled with such ability of just joy and a peace and a comfort. God provides that. That does not come by any other way. There are no Valiums out there. There's no six-pack available that will provide the ability, feel the gentle peace and the feeling of being right with God. Well, I'm going to invite you to just close your eyes with me right now. I'd like to pray with you. On this Christmas Eve, the light has come. And for you who are here and feeling distant from the Lord or needing Christ in your life, first of all, there's nothing you can do. It's already been done for you. No pilgrimage you need to make. No painful excursion you need to take. He's already suffered for you. He's already risen for you. He's now waiting for you. I'm going to lead us in a simple prayer. All it would require is, Lord, I confess I have sinned. Please forgive me. Come into my life. Let's follow him. He's that light. This prayer goes like this. Let's pray it out loud. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. And I confess to you now, I have sinned against you and against others. And I ask you, dear Jesus, wash me clean. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. I'm going to trust you, Jesus, for eternal life in heaven. Now, dear Lord, make me the kind of person you want me to be. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray, amen. Well, friends, I'm so thrilled. If you prayed that prayer, you who are watching, on live stream, I'm going to invite you to do a couple of things for me. If you would take some time to take the tear off that says get connected, and you can click on our website and fill the information out that says I've accepted Christ, or I rededicated or recommitted my life to Christ. I certainly want to hear about that. We're here to serve, and we want to grow in that grace, and man, let's journey in that light together. Listen, this world is getting darker, but you wouldn't know it if you may be living in that darkened environment. We just put you, who Jesus says you are the light of the world now. Don't set yourself underneath a bushel basket. He didn't say you don't try. He didn't say go try to be the light. He says you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You're going to influence, friends. Don't let the darkness overwhelm you. That's when you become ineffective. Let's let the Lord start to illuminate your life. There's a reason where you are living and serving. So there's a purpose for you being there. Say, I don't think I have a purpose. You do. Jesus already said you are the light of the world. So, since you've been commissioned, aren't we grateful? So you enjoy being more than just lights for the holidays. You're the true light. Jesus coming into your heart, into your life. Watch what God's going to do through you. Can you trust him for it? I can. Lives will be transformed and benefited. That'll be a great gift you'll give somebody when you represent Jesus well to your society, to your community. Will they be perfect? Will your relatives be perfect? No. But show them how to walk in grace and forgiveness. Model that. Nobody's probably in settings at work or in school have ever heard the word, I forgive you. Or let's work this out together and become friends. Be freed. Be that kind of salt. Be free to walk in the light of life. Well, I'm going to just invite you right now just to enjoy a beautiful situation.
I want to thank you for joining us today at Hope Chapel Huntington Beach. It's our desire to share Hope Chapel's teachings globally, and we'll be excited to hear how they are empowering others to live for Jesus. If this message has brought you closer to Jesus, we'd like to know. Email us at office@hopechapelhb.org. And if you would like to support this ministry financially, you can give online securely by clicking the Give button above. If you're interested in Hope Chapel contacting you, fill out the Get Connected tab below. Whatever season of life you're in, we want to go through it with you. Again, thank you for joining us.